This is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you. First question. Can I ask the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year?
1984.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black,
what?
African? Your race?
Oh.
Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
What is this survey for?
About issues going on in Georgia at the moment.
Oh, black.
Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
In between.
Okay. Not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school, some college?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Next are some questions about how you think things are going on in your community and the country at the moment. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. That would be strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people or the group or the entity, you may tell me as well. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
5.
Okay. Joe Biden.
3.
3. Okay. Brian Kemp.
8.
Okay. Donald Trump.
7.
Thank you. Colonel West.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Fannie Willis.
Is that the law? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
7.
7. Okay. Thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on the issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5.
5. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter to the community the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power, and 10 means the black community has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
8.
Okay, 8. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
There's no difference.
No difference. Thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means that you will definitely not vote?
I'm voting.
Okay, so that will be 10, definitely?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, I care.
A great deal or a little bit?
Yes, a great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West, or another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided right now.
Okay, no problem. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
everything is so, I mean.
I'm sorry, you made me laugh.
I'm sorry, I'll put it to you like this. I mean, everything is so expensive now. Not saying it wasn't before, but let's say worse. But, you know, I'm still, you know, standing. But, yeah, I know a lot of people doing worse than me. Yeah, I know a lot of people.
I feel you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Criminal justice reform, 0 to 10.
10 means... they could do more,
definitely,
right?
It definitely should be one of the top priorities for Democrats to improve in your community. And 0 means definitely should not.
8.
8, okay. What about inflation or cost of living? We just talked about that right now.
Yeah. 10.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Definitely. Plus my 10, that's 20. Okay.
Yeah,
that's... crime and violence.
Oh yes, always. Look, that even affects cost of living too.
Mm-hmm. So you'll give that one a 10 too?
Yeah, it needs something done to it.
Okay. What about gun control?
Maybe if you got a lot of people who don't need guns, I'll put you like that. I'm not against, you know, guns, but so what, that would be a 5?
5, okay. Yeah, because definitely some people can't handle them. Okay.
Right.
What about voting rights?
I would say I don't think there's anything wrong with voting rights. I mean, you have to be of a certain age, and
okay.
I would say a 1. I'm not, you know.
1, okay. What about environmental justice?
5.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Criminal justice reform, 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Okay. Crime and violence?
8.
Okay. Gun control?
I was back at 5.
Okay. What about voting rights?
1.
Okay. What about environmental justice?
6.
6, okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted you or will impact you, your life, in a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Okay. What about in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offenses of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same?
What was that? I mean, I don't really care about that. It's
okay.
So what is that one?
Not that much.
Not that much.
Okay. What about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes?
Oh, it's extremely important. Or the 10.
That's a great deal?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024. 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our new president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for the future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Thank you. Next. President Biden administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reasons Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay, thank you. Next. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? Rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5.
5, thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10? 5 means 50-50, 0 means you will definitely not vote, and 10 means you will definitely vote.
9.
Thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a lot.
Great deal? Okay.
Great deal, yeah.
Okay, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Colonel West, one another third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Still undecided.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Pro Georgia, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Eight.
The options are a great deal, a fair amount.
Oh, sorry.
not that much or not at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount, okay. What about People's Agenda?
Oh, my goodness. What was the low fair amount? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
What was below a fair amount? What was the choice below a fair amount?
The lowest is not at all or not that much?
Not that much.
Okay, thank you. What about New Georgia Project?
A fair amount.
Okay, what about Fair Fight?
What is that? Fair what?
Fair Fight.
Oh. Not that much.
Okay. What about Local Board of Election?
A fair amount.
Okay. What about Black Voters Matter?
Is this, do I agree with it?
Mm-hmm.
A great deal.
Do you trust them? A great deal? Okay. What about Fair Count?
Oh. Not that much.
Not that much. Okay. What about Secretary of State?
A great deal. No. I'm sorry. Fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay. Uh-huh. No problem. Thank you. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay?
Heterosexual.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced.
Divorced, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker?
Full-time.
Full-time, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes, $85,000.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, we like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like to have your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
W.
Mm-hmm.
M.
M.
C C O R.
Hold on. P W M.
Uh huh. C C.
P C.
P C is C C cat cat.
Okay.
O R.
O R.
V as in Victor.
Okay.
E as in elephant.
Okay.
Y.
Y. Okay?
At Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Okay, let me repeat that email for you, okay?
Okay.
P as in Paul, W as in water, M as in melon, P as in Tom. Is that correct?
PWM.
That's PWM.
Right, and CC.
CC.
Yeah.
CC. Okay. CCORBEY.
Correct.
Okay, at yahoo.com. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Once again, I'm going to re-enter your email. Okay. How do you prefer to be contacted? Please select how you want to be contacted. Landline, cell phone, text message, mail, email?
Email.
Okay. Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. We'll be in contact.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.